10% neighborhood discount.
This is Steve Gorman Sports.
Kevin Durant was asked recently about, hey, what'd you think when LeBron went to the Lakers? And of course, Kevin said, man, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
For sure.
Good for him. Anytime a player goes anywhere, Kevin Durant's going to take that player's side. First and foremost, and most importantly, it just means someone else did what he did, and he's going to take less heat, generally speaking.
Gotcha.
Get ready for LeBron James to team up with Kevin Durant in the purple and gold.
Without question. That's a hired gun. That's all he is. He's not a leader. He's a follower. I like KD going on the train that he's on. Tried to have some luck. Made it to a finals. Couldn't get it done. I'm going out to play for the big boys or with the big boys.
Yep.
And I think in this part of his career, especially where he's at after this contract is done, which will be one more year in Golden State, and then he's to L.A. with LeBron, it's the perfect fit.
Steve Gorman Sports.
Check this out.
Yes.
Weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Hola, mi valle.
This is Isela
and Gabriela,
your new host for La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela. Tune in to 1440 AM KVON
or stream KVON.com on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to our new show, La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela, to learn and listen about current topics, events, and happenings that affect our community.
Listen to your powerhouse Latinas every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to 10, La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela.
Do you dance badly or hug in public? That's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Judd's Napa Valley Show. Every episode, a veritable cornucopia of Finkel fun.
Get ready for another heapful of fascinating things to know. From witty and intriguing people on Judd's Napa Valley Show. No stale script and no rehearsing, live from a Napa studio. You may be that intriguing person on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Pardon me, I'll have a Chardonnay. A marvelous date, it's hard to say. I know we never talk about the Sauvignon Blanc. It's a must-have on the podcast. It's Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Easy-o, the Pinot Grigio.
You can't ease this flow if I elaborate over a Cabernet. My buddy's the truth. You should study my man Juddy and learn something new.
And now, live from the 1440 KVON studios at Broadcast Park in the beautiful Napa Valley, it's Judd's Napa Valley Show. I'm Lauren Mole, and here's your host, Judd Finkelstein.
Good morning, Mr. Lauren Mole. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Judd. How are you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day in Napa Valley. They're all beautiful days when you're in Napa Valley, aren't they?
Actually,
yes, yes, yes. The answer is yes. I'm not interested in your real opinion. The answer is yes. You'll listen to me.
I will.
I know, but you agree. You've been here pretty much your whole life, and you love being in Napa Valley, do you not?
Yes. Well, I have to confess, though, even though I was actually born in Vallejo.
Yes, I recall that little tidbit, which is not a bad thing at all. Vallejo is a lovely place. I like going down to the ferry. The waterfront is beautiful. They've got some nice hills out by the bay by Carquinez, some nice trails you can walk around.
They do. And let's not forget Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
I haven't forgotten that. I enjoy that very much. The kids.
Me too.
Yes. What's going on in your world?
My gosh, Jet, I've been working a lot at Knob Hill these days.
Well, that's good, right?
It is.
Okay, fantastic. You are, as I say, the most courtesy clerk there is that I've ever come across. Anytime I go in and I see you, you always ask me if I need some help finding something, and you show me the way, then you walk me back up, you ask me if I need help out. It's very courteous. And I know you're not doing it just because you know me, not just because we do this show together.
No, no,
you do
no,
that
no.
to everybody. They're lucky to have you.
Right, yes.
Indeed. Any gigs coming up?
Not at the moment, but I'll keep you posted.
Please do.
Sure. So what's been going on with you, Judd? How was Yukapalooza? Sorry I wasn't able to make it.
Yeah, sorry to miss you. I needed somebody to give us that you know, big introduction.
I'm sorry, Judd. I just got too tired from work.
Understood. Well, you've been working a lot. You know, 2 weeks ago when we had our winemaker dinner over at Napa Valley Bistro, it's kind of a... There were a lot of people there, so it was hard to get everyone's attention, but... We had in attendance at my table none other than Ira C. Sports.
Really?
Was there. So I said, Ira, would you mind? And he said, no problem, no problem. He got up and he just, you know, in that voice of his, you know, ladies and gentlemen, and it just boomed and everybody just clammed up immediately. Like, who is this guy? This is amazing because he has that voice, just commands attention. And it was great to have him that night, and I could have used you at Yucapalooza. Yucapalooza was fun. Another standing room only event, raised some money for Voices Youth Center. A great time was had. Just people, I mean, me included, I love that event. It's like my happy place because everyone comes and they're just in a good mood. They're having a little wine, a little food. They're listening to music. They're outside. It's just fun. That's all I have to say. It was just fun. Right. Once again, it was fun.
Good.
Yeah. And what else is happening? The Judd's Hill Winery Harvest Party is coming up Sunday, August 12th. That's from noon to 2:30 p.m. Always a good time. It is complimentary entrance for our Judd's Hill Wine Club members. And if you're not yet a Judd's Hill Wine Club member, boy, do I recommend you become one. It is the greatest wine club there is to be a member of. And that's my unbiased opinion. All details are at juddshill.com on the events tab. You can see all kinds of stuff. We have another dinner coming up in September that I just put up. It's at I can't talk.
Just take your time, yeah. John.
It is the first in a series of our wine dinners in historic restaurants. I've got a thing for these classic dining room restaurants. So that's going to be in September at Casa Orinda in the East Bay. But all the details are at juddshill.com. Click on events. We hope to see you at all of them, including our cruise in France next year. It's the 30th anniversary of Judd's Hill, so we're celebrating with this wonderful cruise from Paris to Normandy on the Seine River. And not only that, but it's the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy. So we'll be able to have a special program up there and remember that with some on-site programming. It's all exciting stuff. It's all good. I'm happy. But you know what excites me more than anything?
What's that?
These guests today and what they're up to and what they represent. So.
Ah.
Lauren Mole, without any further ado, would you mind, please?
Sure, Judd.
Thank you.
You're welcome. To say that our guests don't get involved would be a horrendous untruth. They work to better our world and stay kind, even to those that are uncouth. We've got sisters Tallulah and Ruby, as well as Christopher. They're all groovy. These fine, upstanding, community-minded youth.
That's it. We've got community-minded youth today. We're very excited. Christopher Olivier, welcome back. It's good to see you.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Good, good. Well, happy to have you. And then we've got Tallulah and Ruby, the kindness kids, who have started the Be Kind movement here in Napa. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you. Hi.
Thanks for having us.
What a pleasure. I'm just going to turn these microphones up a touch. And you guys talk right into those. You're both veterans of this show. I've had you on before. And let's see. With Christopher, I think you've been in here. We did a show at the Grog Shop, and then you were in here during the fire coverage talking about some things that you're up to. So you are definitely no stranger, even at your young age, which should I divulge how old you are these days?
Sure. I'm 14.
14 years old, and you already have like decades of community activism behind you. It's amazing what you've packed into these few years. And Tallulah and Ruby were on the show last year leading up to the first Napa Valley Kindness Day celebration. And we're going to talk about the second one coming up in a little bit. And what's the date on that? Just in case someone must tune out. I don't want them to tune out, but just in case they need to get it on their calendar.
Saturday, August 18th.
And where will that be happening?
Yountville Community Center.
And what time should people, that was Ruby, Tallulah, what time should people meet there? Oh, 9:30. That's right,
sorry.
We didn't talk about it. You've got the flyer right in front of you there.
Oh, yeah, 9:30 a.m. Kindness Walk begins at Yountville Community Center. And 11 o'clock a.m., oh, actually, did I already say 9:30? Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. 11 o'clock a.m., kindness celebration at Napa Valley Museum.
Okay, great.
We'll start.
Yeah, that's right. That's
sorry,
right.
Sorry, I'm a little bit.
It's early. It's
yeah,
early. It's
early.
Summertime. It's summertime. You're used to sleeping in late. And just be sure you're talking right into the microphone as we do this.
Sorry.
Christopher, I'm going to turn towards you. But everybody, this is a conversation, so we can feel free to, even though I'm talking to him, if you've got questions for him, feel free. Lauren, that's fine too. So Christopher, just as a little recap, in past episodes of this show, we've talked about some of the things that you've done. You've been an advocate and a lobbyist for severe allergy sufferers. You've gone in front of the California State Legislature to lobby. You want to tell us a little bit, like catch us up. Some folks may not have heard that, and we'll dwell on some new things, but let's just hear a little bit of that history.
So I started that project when I was 10 years old, and I called it Northern California Allergy and Asthma Advocates because I have severe food allergies and asthma, and I wanted to advocate to, originally I started to advocate to get epinephrine auto-injectors into all public and charter schools.
Is that what we would call an EpiPen?
Yes.
Okay.
EpiPen's the brand name.
So I see. I'm sorry. So yeah. We don't want to give them a plug, but
exactly.
It's kind of become one of those things we just know it by. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I started that because I wanted to get auto-injectors into all public and charter schools, but since then it's kind of evolved into just getting more well-known, getting allergies more well-known so that people are able to recognize the symptoms and able to save children who are having anaphylactic reactions.
And how did this go for you with your lobbying?
Very well, actually. So SB 1266, which was to get all auto injectors in public and charter schools, that passed. And since then, we've done others relating to restaurants to get auto injectors there. That one's still in the process. And then recently, about 2 or 3 months ago, I went back to the state capitol just to advocate one more time.
Wow. Now, in restaurants, that was a new one. I wasn't aware of this. And thinking about it, it makes sense. I mean, certainly, if you know you're severely allergic to something, maybe you would either avoid a restaurant or make sure that they're not cooking with something. But you never know. There can be a lot of cross-contamination. And myself, I happen to have a certain food allergy. It's walnuts. It's not terribly severe, but it definitely causes a reaction. I get like a burning in my throat and my mouth, and it's upset stomach, pretty severe. But I know I'll be okay, but it's very unpleasant to go through. And I remember being at a restaurant and the menu said absolutely nothing about walnuts, but apparently in one of the dressings they had used some walnut oil. I didn't even think. And thank goodness I wouldn't have gone into shock, but had I had that type of allergy, it would have been, life-saving, as you know, to have that on hand in the restaurant. So that makes a lot of sense. It sounds odd, and maybe I just don't see the other side. Is there a controversy around this? Are there people who don't want to have this happen?
Yes.
And what did you have to come up against?
So we're going against the restaurant industry itself
because
they don't want to train their employees to learn how to use an epinephrine auto-injector.
How is that being received in the legislature?
Okay. It's kind of behind closed doors, so I don't know lot about it, but I think it's going okay.
Okay. Well, it seems like you're doing good work to make sure that folks are being protected. And let's just move along. We can come back to this if you want, but I want to get through your list. There's so much that you do. You, a few years ago, started your rolling library.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
So Christopher's Little Free Rolling Library was an organization that I started in the Valley, when all the Valley fires broke out back in Middletown in Lake County.
This is a few years back already.
Yeah. I believe it was 2015.
Okay.
But the reason that I started that is because a lot of my own personal book collection was either damaged or lost during the earthquake. Mm. And I wanted to help people replenish their libraries up in Middletown and Lake County because they lost it during the fires. So I originally started with my own collections of books, and then I later put it out on my parents' Facebooks and then on my Northern California Allergy and Asthma Advocates Facebook, and I slowly got more and more book donations, and now I have like a whole garage full of books.
And you're still rolling them out.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Okay, continuing down your checklist of seeing a need in a community and taking it upon yourself to try to fill that need and help others. Let's talk about Napa County Kids Care.
So Napa County Kids Care is something that I started a little while back, and it was to get kids of all ages an opportunity to volunteer in the community. And that was something that I feel goes really well with the Be Kind movement. And I think it's so great that Tallulah and Ruby are doing that.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about this? And there's a Facebook page for that as well, if people want to find out.
For all the organizations I mentioned so far, that I do have a Facebook page for them. But for Napa County Kids Care, I've done quite a few projects with it. And the main ones were giving over 1,400 Valentine's cards to the veterans at the Yountville Veterans Home. And I also have collected over 1,000 pairs of shoes to give out with Souls for Souls.
Wow. Okay, 1,400 Valentines. Were you filling these all out yourself? Did you get... It says Napa County Kids Care, and I'm assuming kids is plural.
Yes.
Do you have some kids that volunteer and help out with...
Yes and no.
Oh.
I have...
I like the yes part.
I've had quite a few kids come and help, but it's very challenging to keep them going because they can't drive. So I will get them for a project or two, but after that, they'll either get busy with school or just get busy doing something else.
And do you say, hey, kids, you know, I'm busy with school too?
Well, I'd like to.
And I'm just going to leave it hanging there to see what your reaction is.
I'd like to say that, but I know that I need to be nicer. So it's more, it's even if you are busy with school, you can still help. You know, even a little bit helps a lot. And so back to the Valentine cards, I did fill out quite a few of them, probably around 300 or 400. The rest I got from church groups, from different elementary schools, from middle schools, and I pulled them all together and spent a long while counting them all.
Oh, my goodness. And how did you connect with these others? How do you do your networking to get other folks?
I do Facebook videos.
Okay, so the Facebook videos, and then do these churches or other organizations see that and say, hey, Christopher, we want to help?
I think, but what I noticed when I started doing that, they either wouldn't give them to me or they just donate them straight to the veterans home without giving them to me.
Oh, I see.
So once I got there, there's like, oh, well, we already have over 1,000 that have already been gifted to us. We're thinking it's because of you, but we're not sure because we've never gotten that many cards before.
Wow. No, it probably is. And I wonder why that is. Do you think they just kind of... Well, I don't want to be cynical, but do you think they want the credit for themselves? Or do you think they just kind of forget, oh, yeah, there was this guy who kind of came up with this idea in the first place and we should go through him?
I'm thinking
and they just get over-enthusiastic?
Yeah. I'm thinking that they just want the credit for themselves or they just want to cut out the middleman and just go straight to the veterans home.
You know, there's something to be said for taking credit, and I understand that's certainly part of human psychology. I don't know if you ever... Well, I don't know. I know these kids haven't seen it, but there's a movie called Wag the Dog. Talk about being cynical. But there's a character played by Dustin Hoffman who wants credit for what has happened, for the whole plot of the movie that takes place, and he insists on getting the credit for it. And without spoilers, you kind of see what happens to him when he insists on getting the credit for something. Let's just say it's not the best things don't happen. For somebody like that, it's nice when you can just play along, as I say sometimes. How would you like to see people get involved? What are your goals with this Napa County Kids Care? Because is it safe to say this is? I think I see more posts coming through on my Facebook feed anyway through that page than some of the other ones that you are administering.
Napa County Kids Care is the one that I'm putting the most time, and then there's another organization that I'm putting even more time into right now, but I'll get to that in a few minutes.
Okay.
But Napa County Kids Care is what I'm really trying to get off the ground because I started it 2 or 3 years ago now, and by now I was expecting to have quite a few kids who were always helping and helping with all my projects. And that has not so much happened. I've had maybe one or two have helped with all my projects, but they've kind of gotten busy and haven't helped a lot recently.
And you're a one-man force. Yeah, Tallulah, you wanted to say something? Go ahead.
Well, I think that's really great, and I feel like the kids out there should help Christopher. Yeah. And the kindest kids.
Yeah. Well, do you want to talk about that? There is a group that you've started called Kindness Kids, which also is looking for community-minded projects, and it sounds like maybe there's a good synergy here. We could work together. Ruby?
Well, I just want to say one more thing to Christopher. I think it's really great what you're doing, and kids, help Christopher.
Kids, help. From the mouth of this 8-year-old young woman, you heard it. Kids, help Christopher. Thank you. You wanted to talk about something else you're up to?
Yes.
And oh, and the best way to find out more information, I'm sorry, about Napa County Kids Care, is it through the Facebook page?
Through the Facebook page, which will also link you to my website.
There is a website, okay.
There is a website that I recently made, but it's a big, long name because I haven't purchased the domain yet.
Oh.
So it's like .wix site, .website, or something weird. So it's easier just to go find the Facebook at Napa County Kids Care.
I see.
Then through there, you can get the link to the website.
Ah, you're savvy about these things. I wish I understood how to set these things up a little better. But there's something else you said you're involved in.
So it's called Napa County Robotics. And it's
I saw something about this and I got really excited because it seemed so cool. Like you're into robotics.
Yes. So I was on a FRC first robotics team last year in Santa Rosa because that's where I started going to high school. That high school didn't work out. But okay. I stayed with that team even when I went to high school in Napa. And it was so amazing because it combined everything that I love, such as giving back to the community, and then plus all the science, the technology, the math, and just all the STEM things I love.
What does that mean? Tell us when you say STEM. This is something I've heard. You want to explain what that is?
So STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the sciences, essentially, combine into one big subject where you're learning all of those things at once.
Cool. And you like building things?
I love it.
Take after your father in that respect. So he's a renowned builder of, you want to explain? It's like race car engines. And
so he owns TEM Machine Shop here in Napa, and he builds race engines for all kinds of different cars. And he's also going into different markets, such as the wineries. He's helping build different random components that they can't get for several months.
That's pretty cool, man. So you're kind of taking after him. Tallulah, yeah, you had something to say.
And I actually just started, like, really actually liking, like, robots and stuff. A couple weeks ago, I was at a camp, and we made these robots that had markers in them that could draw, and it was really cool, and I really liked it.
Oh, well, you might want to find out a little bit more about this. You are a very creative person, I know, and you might enjoy getting into robotics.
So sadly, my robotics team that I'm starting is only for high schoolers because the robots that we build are 120 pounds and 4.5 feet tall.
Mm.
So, but I do plan on starting a different kind of team under my community give back aspect. And that is to start FLL, First Lego League, which is very similar to what Tallulah did. And it's much smaller robots. And I plan to do that, but I do need to get a grant because the Lego kits are quite expensive.
Mm.
But I'd also like to do different camps for significantly lower cost because currently 1 week STEM camps are between $300 and $400. And I'd like to bring mine down to maybe $100 or $150 so that everyone is able to afford it.
Wow, that sounds ambitious, but certainly doable. How would you recommend folks? There might be people listening who would like to help out, you know, with this, with a donation or two, or some advice, or maybe a venue. I don't know if you already have a venue. Who knows? There's just people out there who might want to help. How would they find you?
You can find me on my Facebook, but sadly, I'm not a 501(c) nonprofit, so it's a little tricky to donate. I am in the process of trying to find either a fiscal sponsor or someone who can help me get my 501(c) nonprofit designation. So if anyone listening out there either can let me use their 501(c) as a fiscal sponsor or can help me get one, that'd be so great.
Understood. As I have been involved in helping these kindness kids put together their Kindness Day event, same thing. It helps to have a fiscal sponsor. Sometimes you just find people who just trust you and want to give you some money, and they're not looking for the tax write-off. They just think it's a great thing to do. So you might find some of those. So what is your Facebook page? How would people contact you?
So on Facebook, it's Napa County Robotics. I'm also on Instagram, and I have links also on there for my website.
Okay. That's very exciting stuff. And to top it all off, are you still volunteering at the St. Helena Library?
I am. Been over 5 years now since I started.
I saw that. You got some commendation, I think, for your 5 years of service. It's just amazing how involved you are in different aspects of the community. all positive stuff, and it's commendable. I'm glad you got a commendation, because it's definitely commendable.
Thank you.
I certainly appreciate that, and that's why I keep asking you back, because I'm impressed, and I think people here in our community need to know who you are and what you're doing, and hopefully gain a little inspiration and maybe feel motivated to get involved themselves. Yeah. Okay, I got thumbs up all around. That was great. Yeah. We do have to take a little break.
Okay.
When we come back, Christopher, you're not going anywhere. You can be a part of this. But we're going to talk a little bit about the Be Kind movement with the Kindness Kids here.
Oh, sounds good.
So hang out, everybody, okay?
Great.
We'll be back with more of Judd's Napa Valley Show with special guests Christopher Olivier and Ruby and Tallulah Finkelstein right after these messages.
The following is a public service reminder that 21 means 21.
Hey, man, just the beer.
Gonna need to see an ID.
I have a mustache.
Yes, you have a mustache. Now, do you have an ID?
Aw, come on, buddy. Obviously, I'm over 21. Look, it twirls. So you gonna let me buy this beer or what?
No ID, no beer.
Mustaches say a lot, but they don't say you're 21. Hi, I'm Chuck Canterbury, president of the Fraternal Order of Police. For more information on local Respect 21 programs offered by Miller Coors, visit FOP.net.
My name is Ruth Rusi. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
811 is a free service to keep our community safe. Before you do any project, big or small, PG&E will come out and mark your gas and electric lines so you don't hit them when you dig. Call 811 before you dig and make sure that you and your neighbors are safe.
If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Contact Todd and the Commercial Vans team at Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield, 707-430-0273.
Community Grapevine.
The 2018 Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk Napa Valley is Saturday, September 15th at the Napa Valley College track at 8 a.m. Run or walk the 5K or 10K. Bring the kids for the Dash for Dads. Each kid receives a superhero cape and a medal. Call me, Christine McMillan, for information, 707-927-8108, or register to run at zerocancer.org.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag, it's a pouch. And it's not sand, it's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
An unbeliever now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Everyone's a Finkel friend on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa Valley Show.
You're listening to Judd's Napa Valley Show.
You're listening to 1440 KVON, the voice of Napa Valley. Back to Judd's Napa Valley Show with Christopher Olivier and the kindest girls.
That's it. Thanks, Lauren Mole. Today's episode is all about community-minded youth. We've been hearing a little bit from Christopher Olivier and all of the amazing projects that he has started and is involved in and bettering life here in the community. It's really remarkable. Now, let's turn our attention. Don't go anywhere, Christopher. You know, you can stay in this conversation. But we're going to talk now to the kindness kids, Tallulah and Ruby, ages 11. Tallulah and Ruby is 8. And you've been here before about a year or so ago.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the Kindness Day celebration that you were planning and the iconic Be Kind buttons that we see all over Napa. In fact, in this studio right now, I think every person is wearing one. There's several of us, and I'm looking out the glass. I see our sports director, Ira C. Smith, sitting out there. Even he's wearing a Be Kind button. So thank you, Ira, for spreading the kindness. And we appreciate that from all over. So kids, folks around Napa, more likely than not, have seen these red oval Be Kind buttons. Tallulah, why don't you give us a little bit of the background on how they came to be? What is Be Kind?
Well, it started with our friend in New York. Her name is Lori Phillips, and she just felt like, you know, people in New York were usually just on their phones walking around or not really making eye contact, like on the subway, and so she and that they weren't being kind to each other, so she made these Be Kind pins that you probably have seen. They're red, bright red, so that they stand out, and she wears them wherever she goes, and when somebody comes up to her and is like, oh, hey, I like your pin, she just takes it off and hands it to them. Then that starts a conversation, gets people off of their phones or whatever,
and it
just spreads and spreads and spreads. And we just, me and Ruby and Mom and Dad just loved that idea so much that we just decided to bring it to Napa. And we've been doing the same here, and it's been going great.
It sure has. Now, Ruby, what gave you the idea? Because I know that it didn't take long for you to start seeing people that you didn't even know wearing these buttons around Napa. And so you knew that it was something. You were onto something. People were liking this. They were embracing this whole idea. So how did you get the idea to turn it into an event, Ruby?
Well, we were on, we were coming back for a trip to LA, and we've been passing out these buttons for a long time. And our Be Kind event last year, we were like thinking, wait, I think we should do a Be Kind event. And everybody could be carrying messages of kindness, and we could do this whole Be Kind festival after. And so, don't give up on your ideas, because you can really make them happen, and that's what happened.
So on this drive from Los Angeles, you had about 7 hours to come up with a plan. Is that what you're getting at? And so what happened? So we're leading up to this year's Kindness Day celebration. Let's briefly talk about what happened last year. That'll give folks an idea of what to expect.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ruby.
So we started at Yountville Veterans Memorial Park.
Which is not where we're starting this year, though.
So it's Yountville Community Center this year.
Mm-hmm.
But last year it was Yountville Veterans Memorial Park, and people showed up with messages of kindness, and it was about 500 people there, so we were glad to see a crowd because we want more people to get involved with kindness. And we walked.
And I'm just going to say, when you say they had signs, these are signs that they had made themselves.
Yeah, that they can hold up while walking. And we walked through Yountville up to the Napa Valley Museum, where there was this whole kindness festival after. And it was just a very fun event. And again, the event is August 18th this year. And we will be starting at Yountville Community Center.
That's great. Now, somebody's trying to call in, I think. Let's see if somebody's here.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Hi, yeah, this is response?
Oh no, this is a different studio. So thanks for calling in, and you can try another one.
Thank you.
Sorry, I thought that was our guest caller. We had somebody.
Actually, I think they were trying to reach KVYN, Jeff.
Yeah, that's what I think.
They're old stomping grounds.
And I did have somebody I was planning to have call in today, so I thought that's what that. Sorry about the interruption.
No, that's okay.
Okay, so yes, this year you'll be meeting 9:30 a.m. at Yountville Community Center on Washington Street. And when you mentioned the signs, I just want to get back to that. The signs are homemade,
yes,
mostly.
Yes, they're homemade.
And you have asked for it to only have messages of kindness. That could be whatever
only
it means.
Only have messages of kindness. It's not religious or political.
And
it's
no advertising.
Kid-led, kid-driven, no
advertising.
Yeah, advertise.
And it creates quite a spectacle because, as you said, there were more than 400 people there yesterday, all walking through town.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like yesterday. Let's put it that way. Yesterday was the anniversary. Oh, no, it wasn't. 2 days ago was. Anyhow, it seems like we just did it. Yes, Tallulah.
Just, like, make the signs fun. Like, a lot of people did B-E-E kind with, like, a little honeybee on it.
Yes.
That was fun. Just, like, fun things. And cool messages, because it's cool to be kind.
It is. That's absolutely true. Yeah, some people put quotes that had to do with kindness or just made signs that said, be kind. And I think this might be our caller. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
We'll try this one more time, shall we?
I'm excited.
Let's see what happens. Hello. Caller, are you there?
Good morning, everyone. This is Tutu.
It's your grandma,
oh,
girls.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, I don't know if they can hear you. They're not wearing headphones, but I can relay a message.
No, we can hear her.
Oh, you can hear?
We
that's
barely.
Okay,
barely.
Great. So, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to say how proud I am of everyone on your show today. The Girls Be Kind movement is so inspiring. And for all the listeners, please don't miss this walk on August 18th. It will change your life. It is so heartwarming to see.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it because you are one of the most kind role models.
Well, thank you, girls. And I have to say that one of my inspirations is Christopher. Every time he's been on your show, Judd, I have been spurred into action to do something for the community. He is just a beacon to the world. It's so impressive. And to have these three young people on your show is very inspiring.
Well, that's
thank
wonderful.
You.
I don't know if he can hear you that clearly, but I will relay the message. That is,
okay.
Again,
bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for calling and for the little words
bye.
Of inspiration.
Thank you.
Bye. Toodles.
Bye. Okay, well, that's so nice to know that you're appreciated in the community by your grandmother and many others, but I know she speaks for many.
Dad?
Yeah, that's me.
Or
yes.
Judd?
Yeah, no, it's okay. No, I don't think it's any secret that I'm your father. Yes, go ahead.
Can anybody call in on this show?
I don't normally take calls on this show because I really like to keep the conversation going that we have in studio, but it's nice when my mom calls. I'll take her call.
But what if somebody calls in just like...
We'll talk about that a little later. Let's get back to you. So we've got the big event coming up. Folks can find out more information at BeKindNapa.com. That's
on
right.
On Facebook.
What's the Facebook page?
BeKindNapa.com.
No. The Facebook.
Cool.
But the Facebook page is just Be Kind Napa.
Sorry.
That's right. And
sorry at the end.
No.
Be Kind Napa.
No, nobody's sorry. The Facebook page is a little more dynamic than the website. So check out Be Kind Napa. I know right now you have some folks who've been helping you out. Be Kind is not associated with any particular business. You're not connected to any other organizations. But it does take some funding to make this event possible. So if you'd like, you can mention who has donated. Ruby, why don't you mention the folks who have donated some money?
Well.
And then Tallulah, you mentioned folks who have donated the treats, the sweet treats. Okay, so
some people that have donated
The money.
Is our wonderful neighbors, the Andrades. And Bank of Marin, Judd's Hill, Robert Mondavi Winery.
And also 4D Ultrasound of Napa Valley.
The Rotary.
And Sunrise Rotary. Yes. Now, when folks, and we thank them for their support, of course, and when folks show up, some wonderful sweet treat makers in our community have donated deliciousness for all the participants to enjoy. Tallulah, why don't you tell us what kind of treats will be there?
Well, Annie the Baker, ABC Bakery, and Three Twins Ice Cream.
Yum. That is going to
be so delicious.
Delicious, delicious.
And,
Model Bakery. Did you not say that?
Sorry.
Yeah.
No,
now,
I didn't.
Okay, so speaking of fundraising, I know it still takes a little more to get it where it needs to be. So if anybody out there listening would like to make a donation, if you go to the Be Kind Facebook page, which is Be Kind Napa, I believe it is the second post down. There's a post on top that just tells the story of Be Kind. And then right under that, I think you guys today have put up a post with a link that goes directly to the fiscal sponsor, which Christopher was talking about. It's always good to have a fiscal sponsor. So it will be tax deductible. And there's a link that goes directly to Napa Valley Museum, which is our fiscal sponsor. And this link, the donations that are collected from this link will be used exclusively for Be Kind and no other purposes. So you can check that out. And there's one other sponsor you want to mention. Yes.
Napa Valley Kid, Napa Valley Museum, and Town of Yountville.
That's right, the Town of Yountville.
Have been very generous.
Very gracious, absolutely. And coming up on August 11th, I think you guys are aware of this, I got a note that there will be a benefit lemonade stand.
Yeah, I think I heard about that. Is that the...
You guys have just organized this together, and that's going to be in front of Feast It Forward, which is a new Napa hotspot on McKinstry Street facing Model Bakery at Oxbow. So folks go there the morning and early afternoon of Saturday, August 11th, and they can get some lemonade and some kombucha. It's all donated by Feast It Forward. And we just ask, as Be Kind, that you make a donation, and it will all go to help
and
put on
this
event.
And that donation, yeah, it supports Be Kind.
That's right. Now, what do you hope to see happen with Be Kind?
Well,
I mean, you're putting a lot of effort into this, and what are you hoping? What's the goal, Tallulah?
Basically, the goal is that more people will get involved, and that... So we've started a group, the Kindness Kids, that any kid's invited, any kid. Any kid can come.
But what is Kindness Kids? What do you guys do?
Kindness Kids is a group where we're planning this year's kindness event. We do community service projects, and we just make up ideas how to make this world a better place.
I think that's great. And there are kids from so many different schools that have become involved. And I think there's a great opportunity now with Christopher here to kind of cooperate on a lot of projects. I think you've maybe found a like mind here where we have some community leaders in our youth who want to do things. And boom, together there could be some greatness.
Yeah, I'm really excited to work with the Kindness Kids and with Be Kind Napa.
Fantastic.
And could I say a little bit more about Be Kind?
Sure.
Just everybody be kind. I just want to say kindness is just so important. And I just want to say, so could I, Ruby, really fast? Could I just say something?
Yeah. Looks like Ruby has something to say too, but let Tallulah finish. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say, please be kind to everybody you know. Even if you're having a bad day, just try and think positive. I mean, just be happy because be kind. I know it's just great. And when somebody, this is just really important for me, when somebody has an idea, you should accept that idea. Like, say somebody's like, hey, let's do a performance, and then try and give everybody a chance to say their ideas, because that's how you work together. That's just really important, in my opinion, listening to other people. And that's also a big part of being kind, listening to other people, thinking before you say something. Don't touch each other if they don't want to be touched. If somebody says stop, please always stop, because it might be really hurting them, even physically too. And just be kind, because then our world could be so much better. Just imagine that. Like, everybody just having fun and being happy together and dancing together and just having fun, because I love to have fun.
It's a beautiful and lovely thought, Tallulah. Thank you for expressing that. And Ruby, yes?
And this is a message me and my sister love to say together, so...
Oh, yes, and
kindness strengthens community, so always be kind.
There's no doubt about it, and I think that many of our community leaders recognize this. In fact, it is being proclaimed, as it was last year, once again, the city of Napa and the city of Yountville and the county of Napa are proclaiming August 18th as Kindness Day in their respective jurisdictions. So it's really nice that these community leaders are recognizing the importance of kindness. Yes.
And one more thing to add about my always be kind speech.
Okay.
always be accepting.
Ah.
So no matter what anybody looks like or sounds like, or just accept them. Don't be prejudiced.
I agree. It's very dangerous to make blanket judgments depending. Get to know somebody before you decide you don't like them.
Yes. Don't judge a book by its cover, because somebody might be, have not looked the same, but they could be such a nice person and they could end up being your best friend.
There's no doubt about that. That's beautiful.
And hopefully you'll have tons of friends if you be kind. If you be kind, you'll get tons more friends. But if you're not kind, you won't get tons of more friends.
You won't
kindness
get any
is
friends.
Cool. You're the cool people if you're kind.
I love
okay? it. Okay, just remember that.
I
just
love it.
Be kind. Oh my gosh.
And the more friends you have, the more come to your birthday party, and the more presents you get. So it's good to have.
No, that's not it.
I know. Very good.
Come on.
No, it's. What I'm trying to say is,
I'm proud that you saw through that. Okay.
In this world, everywhere, every second, always needs to be kind, and that strengthens our community, like we said. Always be kind.
Always help somebody if they need help.
There's no doubt in my mind that is all true. I know you could, but what I want to do, because we're getting towards the end, I want to give everyone to give one last chance to plug. So Christopher, Olivier, and all of your many projects, if somebody wants to get involved or get in contact with you and say, how can I help? What's the best contact information?
Facebook. So all my pages have Facebook. I have a Facebook page for everything. So Northern California Allergy and Asthma Advocates, that'll link you to the direct email to me for that, and along with my website. Christopher's Little Free Rolling Library, also on Facebook with the direct email and website. And then Napa County Kids Care, also on Facebook. And then Napa County Robotics is also on Facebook and Instagram.
Wonderful. Now, Tallulah and Ruby, how can folks find out what you're up to? Once again, the Facebook.
I'm going to share the microphone and be kind. Ruby, you said.
Oh, for real? Well, thank you. And then I'll give the microphone to you.
Okay.
So, once again, our Facebook page is Be Kind Napa.
Great. And folks can send a message
once
there.
Once again, the event is on August 18th at Yountville Community Center.
Wonderful.
Starting at 9:30 a.m.
And now it's time to play everyone's favorite party game here on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
This is Mad Libs!
Okay, this is everyone's favorite party game. You guys know how this works, and let's let everybody play together. So I'm just going to go down the line, and I'm going to start with Christopher. And I'm going to say, Christopher, you guys have been on the show. You know how this works. So, Christopher, how about a noun? I need a noun.
dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit. Okay, I like that. Ruby, a geographic location. It could be anywhere.
Pluto.
Oh, wow, that was right on the tip of your tongue. Okay, Pluto. Is it a planet? Isn't it a planet? We don't know.
It is no longer a planet.
It doesn't matter. That's our opinion.
It's not, but hey.
Okay. I need, from Tallulah, a plural noun.
Fluffy unicorns.
Fluffy unicorns. Okay.
What?
Back to Christopher. Another plural noun.
Maitais.
Oh, like a cocktail, like at the grog shop, the Mai Tai. Yes. Where we first did a show together. All right, now we need a bunch of plural nouns in a row. Ruby, a plural noun.
Ant ears.
Ant.
Good one.
Eaters. I like that. Tallulah, another plural noun.
Leeches.
Oh, Tallulah, why do you do that?
I don't know. It's okay. Just for some reason on the top of my head. Don't ask me.
That's spooky. Okay. Christopher, another plural noun.
Prickly pears.
Prickly pears. Who's next? Ruby, another plural noun.
Spatulas.
Spatulas.
These are
Tallulah, another strange. Plural noun.
Fake fingernails.
Fake fingernails. And finally, back to you, Christopher. A plural noun.
Kosher pickles.
Kosher pickles. Okay, here we go. So here's what I did. Earlier today, I went on to the Facebook page for Be Kind Napa.
Yeah.
And there's a little blurb about the upcoming Kindness Day event.
Okay.
And you three have just rewritten that blurb with this Mad Libs game.
I'm
Are you
really
ready? Here you go. There's no cost to attend and participate in the event. So good so far?
Yeah.
Here's what folks need to do.
I'm scared.
Here's what you need to do, folks, if you're coming. Bring a dragon fruit highlighting kindness and gather at the Pluto Community Center at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, August 18th.
Yes, very interesting.
Fluffy unicorns will walk through the town of Yountville.
Oh, so cute!
To nearby Napa Valley Museum, where they will be met by Mai Tais. Ooh, I'm there. I'm totally
so
there.
So am I.
Uh-oh.
Get drunk.
No, no. Oh, Ruby. Hey, now. That's a joke, folks. So they'll be met
drunk with kindness.
Drunk with kindness. Perfect. Nice save. They'll be met by Mai Tais, anteaters, leeches, and prickly pears focused on spatulas and fake fingernails.
I don't think anybody wants to come now. Well, it's still going to be kind, so
it is.
You should still come anyway.
The goal of the day is to spotlight the power of kindness to strengthen kosher pickles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's eat.
Please share and invite all your friends and family.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tallulah and Ruby, the kindness kid, Christopher Olivier, thank you so much for being here and sharing what it is you're up to really have a positive effect here on our community. I certainly appreciate it, and I know countless others do as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too.
Thank you.
Have a magical day.
This is Lauren Mole speaking for Judd's Napa Valley Show, a Gillamar production.
Woo!
I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't concentrate. I was a danger to myself.
Stanley's wife suddenly experienced deep depression. As she got better, he found he needed help.
It was very helpful to have a counselor to work with both of us in terms of the fact that we could disagree on something and it wouldn't send her into a deep depression. And we could argue in a healthy way, and it wasn't just about protecting her.
Both partners should consider counseling to find new dreams together. A message from the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
As internet technology advances, so does the threat of cybercrime. And the instant you go online, you become vulnerable to dangers such as identity theft, computer viruses, phishing, spyware, and more. In times like these, we must all protect ourselves from cybercrime. Antivirus software, firewalls, and security patches are just the beginning. Never open suspicious emails. Only navigate to trusted sites and change your passwords every 90 days. Back up important files to external storage devices. Tell anyone who uses your computer to be vigilant when downloading from the internet. Keep your kids safe on the internet. Teach them never to give out personal information or post information about their school or extracurricular activities. Installing parental control software and monitoring their computer are all good ways to prevent cybercrime. To learn more about cybercrime, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Science Today. And the next caller is 9-year-old Philip.
1440 KVON Napa.
Hi, this is Draymond Green, your Napa home of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. 1440 KVON.
Fox Sports trending now.
Major League Baseball's trade deadline is at 4 o'clock Eastern today, and there is a lot going on. The Arizona Diamondbacks have just acquired Marlins closer Brad Ziegler. Cleveland traded for Detroit's outfielder Leonis Martin, sending Willie Castro in exchange. The St. Louis Cardinals have traded outfielder Tommy Pham to the Tampa Bay Rays for three minor league players. There's already the big trade of Houston acquiring Roberto Osuna in exchange for closer Ken Giles. Osuna will be eligible to pitch as soon as Sunday. Keone Kella goes to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Adam Duvall moves to Atlanta, and Ian Kinsler becomes a member of the Boston Red Sox. And the Minnesota Vikings have locked up Stephon Diggs to a 5-year contract extension. Could pay him up to $81 million with bonuses. I'm Ralph Irvin.
We are Bosworth!
FS1.
To find FS1 on your television, go to foxsports.com for details. FS1.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's do it, jet up.
Now the Jets are on life support, their second turnover.
Live from the AT&T studios in Los Angeles.
Head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, Anthony Lynn.
Available now on the Rich Eisen Show app.
How did you find out about one of your top corners going down in a conditioning drill?
It happened right in front of me, and Jason and I are really close. You know, he's worked so hard to get back on the field, you know, with the injuries he's had in the past, and we know that if anybody can get through this, he can.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Emmy Award-winning NBC Sports host Bob Costas. Still to come, CBS NFL insider Jason LaCanfora, MLB Network analyst Dan Plesac. Plus, from the Netflix series Glow and the 25th anniversary of The Sandlot, actor Patrick Renna. And now, it's National Avocado Day, which means bad news for toast everywhere. It's Rich Eisen.
All right, welcome to hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Bob Costas joined us in hour number one. He was enshrined in the broadcaster's wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame, or as he said, the corner called Mike Men and Scribes, which, as you know, is that that's okay. That's our, if we had a baseball fantasy team name, that's it. That's it right there.
Really,
right?
Good.
And good. And the name of an old Pete Seeger album, Mike Men and Scribes, is really, really folksy. So we talked about the Bryce Harper trade that was seemingly imminent, but with now 3 hours to go until the trade deadline, doesn't look like it's going to happen. Mike Rizzo, the general manager, texting out to reporters in the Washington Post, it's not happening, essentially. Dan Plesac of the MLB Network, which is going to be having shows throughout the day on their trade deadline day coverage, he'll join us at the top of hour number three. Patrick Renna, who's got some serious, he's in that, probably in the, what Costas said, the was next door to the stick men, Mike Men and stick Scribes. Men. Yeah, that's a different Hall of Fame. Right? I knew I was going to do that. Mike Men and Scribes. He says that they have the movie screening area right next door.
Yeah,
so the Sandlot's
definitely
probably been in that spot, 100%, right? 100%. Patrick Renna, who is in that great film as a young child, now will be here as a grown-ass man.